Chapter 1. Airport Dash.
Now boarding flight 228, direct to Orlando.
Midden's meow ignored the announcement coming through the airport's speaker system. She slipped through every opening she could find in the crowd. Currents of foot traffic flowed in all directions as passengers hurried to their destinations. Keep up the pace! Middens glanced at the kittens towing her suitcase. We still have to drop off the bags.
Why should we care?
Tammy snapped.
You won't take us with you.
Tammy was one of Mitten's nieces. Normally, she was a smiley prankster ready to dive into any misadventure. But right now, she tugged roughly on Mitten's suitcase as if it had personally wronged her.
We're chasing a criminal into the Canadian wilderness.
Alex Digger panted as he jogged. He was Mitten's best friend and partner at the Bow Wow Bark.
It's not a vacation. Whew.
He bent double and braced his hands on his knees.
Can we slow down? I'm 3 steps from a heart attack.
Can't stop. Mittens kept moving. The plane leaves any minute. While she navigated hallways, signs, and stairs, the kittens behind her never stopped complaining.
But I helped solve your last case,
Tammy declared.
I should come. And I...
Abby gasped. Sprinting was not the 10-year-old genius's favorite activity.
I'm an expert. Canadian flora. Fauna.
Flora and who?
Alex said.
That's genius speak for plants and animals, Uncle Alex.
Riley, the 9-year-old niece, who had no fear of gravity or consequences, rode on Alex's suitcase like a surfboard. Finally, Mitten saw the sign for the baggage check. She poured extra speed into her march. We don't need to identify trees. We need to stop ruffled feathers from escaping. She stopped. There was a line at the baggage check. A long line. She counted heads, checked her watch, and groaned.
Alex, this is your fault. If you hadn't insisted we stop for tacos...
It was time for my post-lunch snack. You wouldn't ask me to miss my post-lunch snack, would you?
Mitten stomped her foot. Am I the only one who remembers we are trying to catch a dangerous criminal? We need to focus.
I remember,
said the goose, bringing up the rear. Interpol agent Carlton Reese touched one wing to the bruise on his head.
After getting clobbered by ruffled feathers an hour ago, his arrest is my sole concern.
The bump on Agent Reese's head had swollen to the size of an orange. The poor goose needed rest and ice. Unfortunately, there had been no time for either. Ruffled Feathers had escaped the detective's trap earlier that afternoon and was seen trying to leave the country on an airplane.
You really should seek medical attention, Abby said. Blunt force trauma often results in a concussion.
Thank you, Miss Abby. I am aware.
Agent Reese pumped his wings as he power-waddled in an attempt to keep up.
Now, Mittens, listen carefully. I have information about your Canadian contact.
I say!
He spun around. A yellow Labrador puppy sniffed the back of his coat. Agent Reese gestured with his wing.
Shoo, little fellow. Back to your mother.
The puppy's tail wagged.
You're a goose!
Yes, now run along.
I like geese.
The puppy's tail wagged faster.
My brothers and sisters like geese too.
Agent Reese hesitated.
Your brothers and sisters?
In the blink of an eye, 6 Labrador puppies surrounded them. They stared up at the goose as their tails beat in rhythm with a swishing sound. Agent Reese swallowed.
Alex, perhaps you could talk to these youngsters. They make me nervous.
We like geese!
A girl puppy with a purple bow said again. She stepped closer and pressed her nose against his coat.
We like to play chase!